Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're doing something special here this segment, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. You can see it on the Facebook live stream. We've got three people here in studio. We got Dave Patterson, our guest, Fire Chief, Triadelphia Volunteer Fire Department, talking about all the tragedies connected with this flash flooding. It just, honestly, it just never ends. But in addition to Dave Patterson, we have here in studio Cody Barrick, who is the owner of the Ohio Midland News Group. Also, we have Johnny O, legendary morning DJ for WOMP WOMP FM, all terrific people. And we got Cody holding on to something, Cody Barrick. So who would like to start? Johnny, do you want to start talking here? Tell the listeners what's involved here with this?
Yeah, we were trying to figure out a way to help out the community here and give a little back. So we held a house party live at River City for Friday and Saturday night. And we raised, asked people to make a $10 donation. And we had some of our clients from our house party sponsors give gift cards and various things. So we wanted to present the Triadelphia Fire Department with this check that we raised over $2,000 on Friday and Saturday night last week.
That is great. $2,074 all from the two house parties.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That is right. And you volunteered your time.
Yes.
All these are donations.
No, everything was donated. 100% was donated to the volunteer fire department.
That is great. Cody Barrick, owner of the Ohio Midland News Group. You want to say something here?
In addition to that, we've got supplies and stuff out here, water, bleach, things like that people donated, and a stack of gift cards from Miklas, DeFelice, and various others. So,
can you tell us each
you
one?
You can't have any. No, these are for
you,
the.
Can you want to give them a shout out?
Yeah, Miklas Meat Market, Dave and Laura, thank you so much. They did a $500 donation for $500 in gift cards for people to go to Miklas and get lunch meat and whatever they need. We know a lot of people don't have refrigeration yet, but they can get lunch meat and cheeses and sandwiches there. They're there to help out.
That's wonderful. Good. Any other ones that you want to give a shout out to?
Digger, and Colleen at DeFelice Brothers Pizza gave gift cards to $75 or $100 worth of gift cards there.
That's great. And
yes, so you can go there and get pizza and stuff like that.
Good. And how were the folks at River City?
Jason Miller at River City, fantastic. Jason opened up his venue to us and said we could have everything we wanted. They took care of us down. They brought hors d'oeuvres out for people. They came down and patronized the house party down there.
All the servers there, everybody was all in on this.
Oh,
they
yes.
were 100%.
Servers were putting tips in there, you know, and stuff that in the bucket. We had a big bucket sealed up so we could get all the money in. And we tallied it all up.
That is right. Dave, go ahead.
That's just amazing.
Yeah, no question. Any other people that, because I know there have been so many people doing so many things behind the scenes. Any other businesses or individuals that you want to give acknowledge at this point?
Cody's family, his daughters and his wife came down and volunteered their time to work at the River City and man the door, you know, and hand tickets out and get tickets and we'll go around and take donations.
My goodness gracious, that is great. That is fantastic.
And Captain Frank Allen,
yes,
sat at the, he was here at the station and he did both nights of running house party to make sure it went out over the air.
All right, plus his oldie show.
Yes, plus his oldie show on Saturday night.
Frank Allen, one of the good guys, right?
One of the good guys from
yes.
WK back.
Good
in the
man,
day.
Good man, good man. Cody, anything else that we can share with the audience? Any other information as you work behind? Look, I bust your balls all the time. You know this. But you also do lots and lots of great, it pains me to actually admit this, you actually do lots and lots of great things for the Valley. You don't want people to know about it, but I'm going to put you on the spot. What else can you say about all these efforts here?
Yeah, I think it's good that people come out and donate without, on their own free will. You know, I think it's a good thing. I think there's donations coming from all over the place. I think it's going to continue, which is good. I think probably one of the big pressure points is getting the FEMA declaration, yes. From what I understand. That's probably the next big thing that needs to happen. So
why hasn't that happened, Dave?
I don't know politics. I don't know why it has not happened yet, but it should be coming soon is what we're being told.
My goodness gracious. And Dave Patterson, the fire chief, Triadelphia Volunteer Fire Department, this check for $2,074, and this is from our listeners, from all the people
yes.
who went down there
yes,
to River
correct.
City.
100%, yes.
Ale Works, and I mean, God bless.
That's not counting the gift cards and everything. Those are separate. This is just the cash donations.
Fantastic. So. Dave, can you tell us where this is going to go?
The $2,074.
So this money, we'll set this up in a special account, and we'll see who needs the help. Okay. And we'll distribute out through the town, whoever needs the help.
All right, great. And anything else, guys? Johnny and Cody, anything else that we can add? Tell the listeners about the River Network, anything you guys have done, or our advertisers, clients, listeners, anything at all? Any other stories? This is the chance to let people know.
We just want to thank all our listeners and people that listen to the house party and River City and everybody that was behind the scenes that didn't ask for nothing and went up above and beyond.
I really did. Dave Patterson, people can still contribute. Is that right?
That's correct.
How do they speak loudly? How can they do that?
If they want to donate to us and you want it to go to a special fund for the residents, just put it to P.O. Box 15, Tradoffy, West Virginia, for the Tradoffy Fire Department. And I'll make sure it gets to where it needs to go.
And the check has to be made out to the Tradoffy Volunteer Fire Department. Is that right?
If they'd like to.
Okay, terrific. Gentlemen, anything else that we need to know that to share with our listeners on these radio stations and also on the Facebook live stream?
No, we got more in the works.
Oh, like what?
Can't tell you.
Of course you can. You no. even had the
You're
guys
the
on.
You're the biggest blabbermouth ever, so you know what?
Gee, I wonder why. You got a concert coming up, right?
Yes.
What do you want to tell the listeners about that, please?
We have a Little River Band concert coming up, and we'll be doing that. Plus, there's some flood relief stuff going on down at the River City Ale Works and at the Capitol Theater, and I know they're doing that. And we're helping out with being a major contributor to get the word out for that.
All right. And they can get more information by listening to all these great radio stations.
Yes, sir.
And also the Facebook pages for all these great radio
right.
stations. All right.
We share everything on there. So.
All right. These for listeners who don't know all the stations, what are they?
WAMP FM 100.5 on Facebook, the WAMP FM fans. We have Big Willie 105.5. We have River Talk on there. We also have Rage 96.5. And we also have The River 106.3.
And the news platform?
Rivernews.org is our online news platform, and in addition to the news stations, we acquired 1490 AM and 103.9 and 94.9.
Fantastic. So a lot more good news coming here about helping the flood victims.
Yes, sir.
And the people have been, the businesses have been absolutely wonderful. Did it surprise you that most of the businesses that have volunteered, who've donated, don't want their names mentioned?
That's what I don't want any of that. I just do it because
right. Yeah,
I've had numerous businesses come to us and say they don't want their name out there.
Right,
they just want to give it.
That's what it's all about. It's all about it. It's not about the getting the prestige and the pat on the back. I don't, I just want to be behind the scenes and do it.
Thank you. For the Facebook live audience, this check made out to Tradelphia Volunteer Fire Department, $2,074. This is all you. This isn't coming out of anybody's pocket here in the building. It's all you. All of the donations, everything at the River City Ale Works. Again, wonderful people. Friday night and Saturday night.
Yes, sir.
Johnny's house party was fantastic. And all the people, all the servers, everyone. And who's the person to get in charge?
Jason Miller.
Jason Miller.
Yeah.
They've all been absolutely wonderful. And $2,074, that's all on you, people. Congratulations. Thank you so very much for all of your help. I don't know what I don't know, gentlemen. So is there anything else I should have asked you? We've got about 3 minutes left. And is there anything else that our listeners need to know? Because I don't know what to ask you. You have all the information. Is there, Dave Patterson, is there anything else I should have asked you regarding this and have the people helping you in any other way?
I can't think of anything offhand.
All right. Cody Barrick, owner of the Ohio Midland News Group, the River Network. Is there anything else that you want to talk about it, to tell the listeners about, to be on the lookout for, anything at all?
No. You'll know when we decide to do something additional.
All right. Stay tuned. All right. Okay. Great. And Johnny O, anything else? Because you've really been so involved in all of this. And I know, look, I jag you all the time.
I know
you. But
do.
I also... You didn't have to agree that quickly. But you also do tons and tons of stuff behind the scenes in so many different ways, including actually for my wife and one of her nonprofits.
Right.
You've been an angel with all of this. It pains me to actually admit this, but you've been an angel with all of this stuff. And I know you don't like to toot your own horn, but is there anything else that you can share about others as well who are involved in helping the flood victims here.
Yes, we're getting ready to do our back to school with Schultz Ford, and we'll be getting a lot of backpacks for the area kids out there for back to school supplies, because that's just around the corner.
Yeah.
And Christmas, we'll be doing a lot with our Christmas kids too, with Womp FM and the River Network, with our Christmas kids this year.
And all the flood victims.
And the flood victims kids, yes.
All right. And I guess you're aware that Bazzi donated this. What was it? A truck? What was it now, Dave?
2025 F-150.
You believe this?
Yes. That's it. He's a super guy.
Yeah, he really is.
Richard is a super guy. My hat's off to Schultz Ford for doing what they do for this community. And, you know, they just step up to the plate whenever they need to.
And you never have to browbeat him or anything.
No.
He just says, what can I do to help?
Right.
I actually saw this here.
That's the way it was with all our people that we ask. I mean, I talked to Dave over at Michaelis, and he said, well, how much do you want?
Should have asked for more money. Should have asked for more money.
Well, I'll get more if I need it. All I got to do is ask.
I'm sure he's already donated more than we know.
He's already done a lot more than we know. Schultz Ford stepped right up to the plate and helped these guys out with a truck, and they're doing back-to-school backpacks and stuff like that. So
That is absolutely fantastic. So you're going to deposit this check. You might want to get a smaller version of it.
Because it's smaller ones here.
Oh, yeah, it's all right there.
It won't fit through the slot.
All right. All right, gentlemen, thank you all so very much.
I have one thing real quick.
Very quickly, what day?
I would like to present you guys with honorary lifetime membership to the Tri-Delphi Fire Department.
Okay. Wait a minute. Does this mean I have to run into buildings
and they're
on fire? Yep. I don't want it then.
You're going.
No, man.
Yeah, that's it.
Dimitri, Cody, Johnny O, and Steve Novotny, you guys have been amazing.
You got
the word out for us, and you got the people help.
My friend, you're the one who's been amazing. Yes. We're just here at the radio station talking into microphones.
I just do what I do.
Oh, please, gentlemen, please. Dave Patterson, anytime you want to come back on, you or Kara or anyone else, anything, just say the word. Cody, anytime you want to come back on, feel free, just let me know.
Well, it's his radio station, so he can do whatever he wants.
Well, there is that. And that, of course, Johnny O. Gentlemen, you want to say goodbye to our Facebook friends and also
goodbye, Facebook friends.
All right.
thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. All right, I appreciate that. So there you have it. Dave Patterson, Fire Chief, Tri-Delphi Volunteer Fire Department. Donation more than $2,000, and again, thank you all so very much for being so great, so generous. River City L Works and all the people who have all the donations, Johnny O and Cody Barrick and the Barrick family, wonderful family, by the way, absolutely wonderful, wonderful family. Thank you all so very much. Share this everywhere if you would, and please do not forget these people, these flood victims. We will do whatever we can using the power of this thing here to help get the word out, but you're the ones who are going to be doing the heavy lifting. All we do is talk here, at least that's what I do, but stay tuned.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Won't forget.
'cause there ain't no doubt I love you.